that Mink Slide album. If y'all don't have it, y'all need to get it. We're on Billboard this week, by the way. We're on Billboard, by the way. Top 100 best-selling album sales. So y'all need to go to iTunes or Google Play to get that Mink Slide album, Crushed Velvet. This is Tell Me So from the album. Anyway, man, I'm Tariq, man. Glad to have you guys tuning in to Tariq Radio, man. Glad to have y'all here. We're on time, making it do what it do. Today's show, guys, is brought to you by CocoSani.com. That's CocoSani.com. See, that is a hand sanitizer that's on the market that's guaranteed not to dry your hands out. You can kill a lot of E. coli, fungi, fungus, and all other types of bacteria on your hands, and also get some of that ash off there. So that's CocoSani.com. Today's show is also brought to you by a brand new documentary that's on Amazon Prime called New Orleans Politics. That explores the political landscape of New Orleans from a historical perspective. That's directed by our brother Tyrese McKnight. So you go to Amazon Prime and check out New Orleans Politics. And today's show is also brought to you by OxyWellness.com. OxyWellness.com. If you want to experience the natural benefits of what CBD can do for you and your health and your well-being, go to OxyWellness.com. They have a THC-friendly product that addresses ointments, ailments like pain, inflammation, anxiety, so much more. OxyWellness.com, ladies and gentlemen. So we got a lot to talk about on today's broadcast, fam. We're going to talk about the Ku Klux Klan running around out here. As we see protests all over the country. We're gonna dive into that. We're going to dive into a lot of the finesse game that's happening with the COVID-19. There's a lot of stuff we're going to touch on. So let everybody know we're live right now, family. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, and hit the subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Don't move a muscle.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
The Hurricane Report is a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to our website, h-report.news. Subscribe to us, follow us on Instagram at h_REEEPOORT, Twitter at the H Report 2, and share the articles. You can purchase merch, donate, or drop us a line through our contact form. Go to h-report.news. Take action and maintain freedom.
Parents out there, especially you moms, are you and your children transitioning to a life of work and school all within the boundaries of your home? Well, pre-K to PhD can now help you gain access to the leading educators from all across the nation, from the best schools that can help you create an entire curriculum, especially tailored to your child's needs. You can work with some of the educators to create a weekly schedule for your child, and you can work with tutors. So give yourself a peace of mind, along with a 1-hour free tutorial on what you need to do to get down with this program. Visit the website www.prektophd.com. That's P-R-E-K, the number 2, PhD.com. Dave Anderson is passionate about helping our people get out of the rat race and getting into entrepreneurship. You've seen Dave Anderson on The Breakfast Club, Forbes, Black Enterprise, CNN, Fox News, spitting facts about business and entrepreneurship for our people. Dave Anderson has also generated $54 million for his clients last year, and he wants to help you grow your business. Go to thebusinessbully.com and connect with an amazing group of people that's going to help you start and expand your business. Head to, again, thebusinessbully.com right now and sign up for the Inner Circle Bootcamp and get top-notch training right now. Thebusinessbully.com right now.
Looking to minimize the possibility of exposure to COVID-19 or the coronavirus? Then head over to iwantamask.com. We have face masks that have been approved by the FDA. Our price is $10 per mask, plus $1.95 shipping. We offer discounts and free shipping for large orders. Check iwantamask.com for details.
Check out the book Jennifer's Chaos. This is a romance crime novel by author Robert Fletcher. Jennifer's Chaos is about a young woman who lives with her drug-dealing, manipulative mother who arranges a marriage between Jennifer and a young man with connections. This is a very intriguing story, so you need to get the book and follow Jennifer as she navigates around her mother and criminals to find love. Jennifer's Chaos, available right now on Amazon as an ebook and paperback. The law offices of Don R. Dennis Jr. specializes in solving complicated business law issues. If your business is operating online, you need to holler at Don R. Dennis Jr. so he can put you up on game. He has solved many internet law issues, and you can read some of his client reviews on ABBO.com. His office right now is offering free Zoom live stream webinars to give you information on how your business can remain profitable during this pandemic. Go to DonDennisLaw.com or give him a call at 213-455-0880. Right now, the corona outbreak is taking its toll on a lot of people. A lot of people are stuck in the house most of the day. Meanwhile, your bills keep piling up and you need to do something. So you need to check out the Work From Home series by Elijah, author of the book, The Anatomy of Financial Success. He will show you the ways he makes money working out of the home, ranging from developing marketable skills and invoicing clients for the services that you provide. All you need to do is check out RealMoneySuccess.com, RealMoneySuccess.com.
Hey, guess what? There's never been a better time to learn how to trade. I'm not talking about trading stocks or bonds. I'm talking about cryptocurrencies. There's been plenty of beginners who've made thousands and even millions of dollars trading in these markets. It's simple to do, and it's never been easier. This virus is a real game changer. It's leveling the playing field. If you want to get your money game on point, it's time for you to get in and learn how to trade. Visit us at theultimateparttimejob.com. That's theultimateparttimejob.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
We're back. What's going on, guys? We're back. We're back. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're here. We're here. Everybody, I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button to let everybody know that we're here. And if you need to resubscribe to the channel, I need y'all to do so as well, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, everybody, if you want to go watch Hidden Colors 5, you can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and you can stream Hidden Colors 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you can see the film 1804 there as well. That's Hidden Colors Film.com, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I gotta thank everybody for purchasing the Mink Slide album, Crushed Velvet. Billboard came out this week. Billboard, the charts were updated yesterday. And it was a bittersweet surprise. We were on the charts, but it was a little bittersweet because the first time our album, the Crushed Velvet album, this is our second album, the Mink Slide album. Our first album was Egyptian Musk. Now, that album was on Billboard. It was on three smaller charts. It was on the Heat Seekers chart, the best-selling R&B albums chart, and the best-selling R&B hip-hop charts. So it was on three sub-charts. But this album was on one big chart. We were on one big chart here. So that's kind of like a trade-off. We were on the top 100 best album sales, period, which was a pleasant surprise. I still would have liked to have been on some of those other charts too, because I wanted to be on the R&B charts. They've changed the charts a little bit now. They don't have an album sales chart. They have a top album chart now for R&B, meaning that they count the streams and stuff like that. With the top album sales charts, they only count pure album sales, which is the only real way to tally how records are being sold without any type of nefarious interventions. The album sales chart, that's the only chart that you really, it's really difficult to manipulate because it's all automated. It's automated based on the Nielsen. So whoever bought a copy, that's tallied as a copy of an album. What they have now, they have a lot of streaming. And streams can be manipulated. And the record labels, they have whole streaming farms and all that. So this is one reason why they're trying to phase out pure album sales, by the way. Because when they do that, they can control the charts better. But nonetheless, we were on the top 100 album sales. Not R&B, just album sales, period, which was a hell of a surprise. Dude, we're on the same charts as like all the rock, pop, country, house, EDM. We're on that chart. We were on the big boy chart. So that was a good thing. I'm like, damn, we selling like that? So I'd like to thank everybody for getting the album. We're on the top 100 best-selling albums, period. And I think one of the reasons why they do a lot of manipulating of the charts is because they don't want independents making impacts like that. They don't want to show independents making those kind of impacts. They don't want to show that type of thing. And for us to come along, and it's very difficult to get on the charts as it is. There's a lot of artists that's on major labels who can't even get on the damn charts. So you have us over here, us, our little small indie label, and we're independent for real. We're not distributed by, a lot of people will say they're independent, but they have a major distributor. No, we're 100% independent, 100% no features. We didn't get a major artist to do a feature. That's another thing. A lot of folks will get somebody on a major label to do a feature on an independent project, and they'll use that juice to boost their own joint. Nope, we didn't do that either. So they really downplay independence, boy. They really, and they grit their teeth when they put it on the charts, by the way. On the Billboard charts, they don't even put our album cover on there, which I don't like. They did that before. On Billboard, they kind of had to put us on the charts because of the numbers, but they do little slick shit like not put our album cover up there. Little stuff like that. They got to grit their teeth and do it. But I just like to let folks know we can do whatever the hell we want to do. We don't have to go opening up your bussy up at a record label. You can get shit popping on your own. You can get it popping on your own. And again, like I said, because the record labels don't want to show independents doing it without them, they're coming up with ways, and I'm learning this, how they're really manipulating these charts now. They don't want pure album sales no more, because with pure album sales, it's very hard to manipulate those numbers. A record label, if they spent a whole bunch of money on albums themselves, that kind of defeats the purpose of making money. So they came up with another way to boost up the album sales, which is fucking with them streams. That's why they like them streams, because they can manipulate the stream numbers. These record labels, these major labels got all types of streaming farms in China, in India, and Russia, where they have people in a room just streaming with several phones and shit, man. It's a whole racket out there. You know, but I digress. But hey, like I said, we're making moves, man. This Crushed Velvet album, people really, really like that album. People really respect the album. And I appreciate everybody for getting the album, ladies and gentlemen. So, anyway, let's get into what we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. We're talking about the Flu Klux Klan. We're talking about all these suspected white supremacists running around the country, openly disobeying the stay-at-home order or the social distancing order. They're going out of their way to do this. And I talked about this the other day, but they're really ramping it up. And a lot of these militia groups are going out there. And what's interesting, a lot of times in these cities where these people go out here and do these protests, the next few days afterwards, you hear that there's a spike in the coronavirus in these little white enclaves. So they're risking getting this virus just so they can flex their little white supremacy muscle, which is cool. Which is cool. Let them do them. But black folks, we got to be very careful. We really have to be very careful because these people are out here desperate to maintain superiority. They don't want to be in an equal position as us. I talked about this before, how the white supremacists, when you are, everybody has a stay-at-home order and everybody has to watch out for this virus that's equally attacking everybody. The white supremacists don't like to be in an equal boat with black folks at all. This is one of the reasons why they keep pumping up these false numbers about black people having the virus more than everybody else. When they use the terms disproportionate and percentage-wise, these are kind of trick words, guys. Family, they do this stuff to make us the face of this. These are trick words. When they start manipulating percentages and using disproportionate number stats, that's to create a propaganda narrative. And it's to hide their numbers. This is the same thing that happened with AIDS and HIV in the 80s. Remember, AIDS and HIV in the 80s, it was mostly white people getting it. In the 80s, it was mostly white people getting AIDS and HIV. And they couldn't have that. They couldn't have all these big name white entertainers dying of AIDS. Liberace, and they tried to lie about Liberace. They had the dad from the Brady Bunch, the dude from Psycho, Tony Perkins, he died of AIDS. Rock Hudson, these big name white men in the entertainment industry were dying of AIDS and HIV. So they had to switch that narrative. So in the 90s, that's when they started to flip it. They started to put a black face on it. They started to use that disproportionate number and as per percentage, they started doing that then. They had to flip those numbers and bake them up a little bit so that the focus could be on us. See, the only thing that really matters are raw numbers. Raw numbers is what matters. If you have 10 people in a room and two of them are black and eight of them are white, eight white people, two black people, and the one black person has HIV. What the media will do, they'll focus on that black person. They'll say, well, black people are only, it's only two black people in the room and half the black people in this room has HIV. Oh my God. Half, do you know that half the black people in this room has HIV? That's an epidemic proportion. Half, they'll play up the word half. It's only two people though. Half. And all the other eight white people in the room, they got HIV too. All the other white people got HIV, but they'll just focus on the half black people. Oh my God, half of them have HIV in proportion to their numbers. What, we gotta really talk about this. Now, we're not gonna do anything about it, but let's talk about it. See, this is the con game they're doing now, guys, with COVID. This is the con game they're running. There's a few black people who are getting it, a few black people who don't have it, and they're saying that they have it. See, that's the game. There's a lot of black folks who don't have it. These are facts. But they just look at them and say, okay, we assume that you have it. And what they're doing, they're pumping up these numbers every day. Articles are coming out. Black folks got the COVID. Black folks got COVID. Black folks are disproportionately affected with the COVID. And notice they don't say how to fix it. There is no solution. And they don't have no stimulus package. See, when they said the COVID is affecting immigrants, immediately, here's some millions of dollars for immigrants. They didn't have to have no telethon, no long drawn out speech, nothing. See, they're trying to find a way to undermine us with this thing. And again, they like to talk about the problems. And when they keep talking about the problems and no solutions, see, that's a problem. On the Breakfast Club, they had Fauci on there. Dr. Fauci on there. He was on there talking about the disproportionate numbers in COVID in the black community. And he said something slick, and I wish they would have gotten on him about this. He did a little deflection thing, and they didn't get on him about this. He just went on and on about how blacks got the COVID, blacks are getting COVID, blacks are getting COVID. And then he was like, well, when all of this is over, we're going to look into what we need to do about this. Like, when all of this is over, no, what are we going to do about it now since we have all of this COVID that you keep talking about, Fauci? And remember, Fauci's Bill Gates' do boy. And they never hammered him down on that. Family, whenever they start talking about black folks being disproportionately affected with the COVID, the next question you ask, what's the solution? If we're talking about this, what the hell is the solution? What is the solution? What is the solution? And when they start fumbling around, you say what the solution is. The solution is a stimulus package. You ask them what the solution is, they're going to start bumbling, and then you help them out. Okay, well, it should be a stimulus package. It's the same thing you gave to the immigrants, the same thing you offered to the Asians. We need a stimulus package. Well, we need a stimulus package. And all around the country, as we see, out here in LA, there was out here in SoCal, a lot of white people are running around. The Ku Klux Klan are doing open marches saying, hey, we're openly defying this social distancing order. We're openly defying it. We're going to defy it because we're free people. We're going to openly defy this thing. But they had a party down in South Central, and they raided that. 50 cop cars came through raiding that the other night out there in Brooklyn, New York. There was a Jewish funeral out there in Brooklyn. It was thousands of Jewish people out there. Nothing covered. They didn't have anything covered up, standing next to each other by the thousands. And the police just kind of stood there, didn't do anything. Out there in Brooklyn this week, they had a party at a barbershop. It was like 50 people. Well, they came in and busted people, gave everybody citations. So they're not even hiding the fact that they're racializing this thing right now. They're not even hiding the fact. They, as a matter of fact, want us to know that it's racialized. And what they have to do, they have to let white people know we're going to treat them differently than you. Because, see, white people are ready to rise up. See, when you tell white people you're going to be in the same boat as the niggers, the white folks start grabbing their guns. See, they have to calm white people down. See, this is why the rise of the Ku Klux Klan is happening. The white people are like, wait a minute. I'm being treated like a nigger, and I talked about this the other day. No, we got to do something about this. I'll risk COVID. I'll risk it just so I can't be treated like a nigger. Now, those people are supposed to get arrested for being outside, but oh, no, you better not touch us. Out there in Pennsylvania, there was a group of suspected white supremacists, Ku Klux Klan members driving around in a military truck with guns. The police literally turned their backs on them. So they're giving these people the green light. just so they can feel superior. Now, in Idaho, I think it was yesterday, this story is circulating around now. There was a white woman named Sarah Brady, the whitest name ever. So Sarah Brady defiantly went to the park with her children. And as you know, all around the country, you're not supposed to be at the park where your children are not supposed to be playing on certain things at certain parks. So she went to the park with her children. The police politely told her, ma'am, you have to leave. There's a stay-at-home order. So Sarah argued with the police. She argued with the police. She was being belligerent and she was disobeying the police, and she dared them to arrest her. She told them to arrest her. So she got arrested, and boy, the white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan all around the country, they are up in arms. They're running around talking about, how dare you arrest this woman? Oh, this is tyranny. This is police overreach. Okay, it's overreach now, huh? So now it's overreach? Oh, this brave woman. Oh, they're parading this woman around like she's a martyr now. This is Rosa Porridge. Not Rosa Parks. This is Rosa Porridge. They got their own Rosa Porridge right now. They're parading this woman around talking about how much of a damn hero she is because she got arrested like all the other black folks who are getting arrested. She got arrested like all these other black folks, so now, but she's the brave one. And they're making a big deal of this woman. Family, this woman, I wouldn't be surprised if Julia Roberts played this woman in a movie. Now, they're going to put so much extra on this woman. They're going to start trying to make believe she's some kind of civil rights icon. I'm telling you now, Rosa Porridge, they're going to really pump this woman up. The Rosa Porridge Lifetime movie is popping up. The Rosa Porridge Lifetime movie is coming up soon. They're putting so much extra on this goddamn white woman. And what's funny, a lot of these suspected white supremacists, Ku Klux Klan members, one in particular, I put up some of his tweets. He's one of these patriots / quote unquote white supremacists. He's one of these guys, and a lot of them are some of these Blue Lives Matter all. On his page, it's Blue Lives Matter this, and I stand for the flag that. See, when people start talking about I stand for the flag, that's them supporting the police. We support the boys in blue. The Blue Lives Matter against these thugs. Oh, I stand for the flag. And the same Ku Klux Klan member is whining about tyranny now. Now that the white woman then got arrested, oh my God, blue lives don't matter no more. This is just tyranny. How dare you exercise this type of tyranny on us? The minute the same thing happens to us happens to you, then it's tyranny. But this white supremacist suspect used a very interesting term on his page, and I tweeted this. I tweeted this on my Twitter account, and y'all need to be following me at Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. This guy said something very interesting. He said, and I'm looking at it now, this mother was arrested in Meridian, Idaho for letting her kids play in the park, which was not why she was arrested. She was arrested for not taking her ass out the park when they politely asked her to, okay? So he says, this has gotten out of control. Stop arresting free Americans for being outside with their families. It's very interesting the way this suspected white supremacist worded this. He said, stop arresting free Americans. And free means white, by the way. See, understand, family, in the dominant white society, they still view us as what we are. They still view us as slaves. And the dominant white society, the Ku Klux Klan, this is why they keep violating our rights legally. They still view us as slaves. The paper don't mean anything. They understand common law. Common law is not on paper. the common law of white supremacy is still treat them like slaves. We're still slaves to them. We have to understand that. And some of y'all immigrants, and that's another thing. Let me talk to some of the immigrants, by the way, because a lot of y'all be coming from these countries. I was not a slave. I was free in my country. I was not a slave. No, nigga, you were a slave too. And that's what y'all don't understand. Where my immigrants here from some of these African countries, because in the Caribbean, you know what was up. You know, you came from a slave lineage in the Caribbean. Over in Africa, and my brothers and sisters, I got a lot of love for Africa, but some of y'all immigrant coons come over here from certain African countries. I was not a slave. I was in a kata. Nigga, they view you as slaves too over there. Africa to the white supremacists is a big ass slave colony. To the white supremacists, Africa is a big fucking slave colony right now. See, we understand that. Because, see, they called us that by name. But over there, they used other terms like colonialism, imperialism. All of those are terms for slaves. That's slavery. Imperialism, that's slavery. Apartheid, that's slavery. Colonialism, that's slavery. You're dominated by white supremacists. Anytime you're dominated by white supremacists, you are a slave to them. And we are slaves to these damn white supremacists. We can talk all that dumb shit all we want. See, once we acknowledge the truth, then you can start rectifying the problem. But there's a lot of these Negroes over there who think, well, slavery, that was those niggas. Those niggas there, you a slave. I am not a slave. I'm free. I'm a dark British man. I'm dark British. You think you're a dark British person? No. You're a slave too. See, this is why everybody needs to get on that damn same page against these damn white supremacists. We don't have to sit up and take their damn abuse. We do not have to take these people's abuse. We don't. And the thing is, they keep pumping up these stats with the coronavirus. They keep pumping it up again. They keep making us the black face of it. Notice, when it comes to HIV stats, they never tell you what the stats are for white people. I've actually looked it up and I can't find it. If you go to the CDC or the HIV websites, they'll tell you all the stats for blacks and Latino. They'll tell you that. See, what they'll do when it comes to white people, they'll start breaking them up in ethnic groups. But they don't tell you the AIDS stats for white people. Just try to Google that. It's very difficult to find. They don't tell you that. And with Corona, they're not telling you the stats for white people. They just keep going on and on about the percentage of black people. You can't really find the percentage for white people like that. They're not talking about it. How many white people got this thing? They're not telling you that. And that's by design. They're not supposed to tell you that. They keep that a secret. No. We do not make white people the face of a damn disease. This is all propaganda at this point. And family, speaking of propaganda, as you know, I keep getting shadow banned on YouTube and other forums. If you talk about COVID, if you start telling a lot of truths, your page will get flagged, your post will get taken down. And whenever we're talking like this, I'm not talking vulgar. I'm not even giving out misinformation. I'm giving my opinion on a lot of things, but I'm also talking about different articles that's out there. But the CEO of YouTube, she did an interview the other day. I think it was on MSNBC. She did an interview. And she basically said, hey, anybody who's giving misinformation on our platform on YouTube about COVID, you know, we're gonna bar your stuff. We're gonna take your videos down. I'll play her saying it just in case some of the YouTube censors are watching. I'm gonna play your CEO. This is what she said, and this is very interesting. She's talking about if you say things like vitamin C or turmeric and all this stuff can cure it or help it out. Well, we're gonna take your page down. Now, this is her. This is the CEO of YouTube. Susan Wall, I can't pronounce her last name. Wajsiki, I can't pronounce her name. I can't pronounce her last name for nothing, but this is Susan.
Talk about that is raising authoritative information. But then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. You know, of course,
Okay. She's talking about raising authoritative information on YouTube, but removing information that's problematic. Problematic. She didn't say wrong, but just problematic. See, I watch every word. Now, YouTube censors, if you're watching, I'm just playing your CEO. I'm playing your CEO talking, guys. I know the YouTube censors are watching.
But then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated. So people saying, like, take vitamin C.
So anything that's medically unsubstantiated, they're going to take it down. Wow. Is that where we are now? Anything that's medically unsubstantiated. So we got to put full trust in the medical industry now in order to be on the platform. So if we just do natural things, we're going to eat right, do natural things, and take care of ourselves naturally. That's problematic and that's not medically authenticated. I have so many questions.
Thing that is medically unsubstantiated. So people saying, like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy.
Wow. So anything that goes against the World Health Organization's recommendations. So if you challenge the World Health Organization, because they have been wrong, they've done some things and said things that were wrong in the past. That's either true or it's not true. But if we go against the World Health Organization, we're going to take your stuff down. Is that what y'all doing now?
Against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so remove is another really important part of our policy. Talk about
Wow. Well, that's heavy. That's heavy. So now if you talk about using natural products to stay healthy, that could be a violation. Wow. The World Health, and let me tell you something. Susan, there's videos of her. She did like some kind of promotional video with Bill Gates. So she's clicked in with Bill Gates. There's a promotional video where they were promoting something. It was her and Bill Gates and some other people on there. So she is clicked in with Bill Gates. I'm just spitting facts here. I'm not even giving my opinion. So the YouTube censors, I know you're watching, and I'm just reporting the news. I'm just the messenger. So what this sounds like is if anybody says something about the World Health Organization or Bill Gates, because a lot of people are going in on Bill Gates right now. A lot of people have questions and they're very sketchy about Bill damn Gates. So now what they're basically saying is we have the legal right to shadow ban you or just take your page down or take your videos down or flag you if you debunk the World Health Organization, you debunk Bill Gates, you start pointing out certain things that they're connected with. So now we start telling the damn truth, because what if what we're saying is the truth? What if what we're saying is the damn truth? Not that if you're telling lies. See, notice it's not if we're not going to take you down for telling lies, because a lot of what y'all saying is the truth. But if it's problematic, if it goes against the World Health Organization. See, they worded that very smoothly. We're not going to take you down for lying, because a lot of what people are saying is true. A lot of what people are saying, we're pulling out mainstream articles pointing and saying, hey, this is an issue here. This contradicts this. This contradicts that. So, well, that's problematic. Well, it goes against the medical authority of the World Health Organization. See, we got to watch stuff like this. These are desperation tactics. These are desperation tactics at this point, family. So we got to be very careful, especially black folks, because see, they're politicizing this thing and they keep making us the face of it so that later on they can use this to just criminalize us outright. So now they can just skip over white people and say, okay, we're targeting you because based on the number, you're disproportionately more likely to have COVID. So we're going to target you and check your papers. We're going to make sure that you don't have it. And if we think you have it, well, you look like you got it. So we're going to go ahead and arrest you right now. See, this is where they're trying to take this thing. See, they keep making us the face of it and not giving a solution because they already got their solutions, racial targeting. In New York, just this week, they said, they announced that they're going to start doing COVID testing in the housing projects in New York. They said they're going to start doing COVID testing in the housing projects in New York. So what they'll do, go in there and say, hey, all y'all got COVID. Based on our testing, all of y'all got COVID. So we're going to have to quarantine this whole housing project. See, they want to use us as the guinea pigs first. They want to use us as the guinea pigs first. That's why they're opening up Atlanta first, and they're saying we're going to open up all the beauty supplies and the nail stores, all these places that the niggers go to. Let me let y'all get out there and walk around a little bit. Let's test you out and see how you do. Get in? Over in China, see, they're going to follow China's lead. See, China is already openly discriminating against us. They don't even have any decorum about it. Also, they got some shit over there where they scan you. You got to have some kind of barcode or something over in China where they're scanning people. Did y'all know that? Over in China, they are scanning people to make sure they don't have it before they enter like a building or a public transportation. They scan your ass with a, you got a barcode they scan you with. You think? So we got to watch this stuff. We got to watch the finesse game that's happening too, because they keep talking about we black folks are getting it, black folks are getting it, but nobody's talking about actually helping us. Now it's going to be a big finesse game. Tonight, BET, they're doing this big ass concert on BET, some live event talking about save ourselves because black folks are disproportionately affected with COVID. So they're going to do this event tonight. They got a bunch of celebrities. I told you, they got all the celebrities together. They got all the celebrities together. And they're going to be talking about BET COVID relief. And I can smell the con already. I already told y'all they were going to get a bunch of black celebrities. And what they're going to do, I'm telling y'all what they're going to do tonight. I know Bill Gates and Fauci all clicked in with this bullshit. They're going to have everybody shucking and jiving. They're going to have all the singers and dancers, everybody singing. That's another thing. Whenever we get sick or something happens to us or some issues pertain to us, it's shuck and jive time. It's all about singing and goddamn dancing. With other groups, when they said illegal immigrants are affected by COVID, they didn't go get Julio Iglesias and J-Lo and Gloria Estefan. No, they start writing checks. With us is a bunch of goddamn stalling tactics. When it comes to us and us needing tangibles, all of a sudden, here's Alicia Keys, here's Beyonce, here's P. Diddy. We're going to have to, it's shuck and jive time. It's a big fucking concert. We don't need a concert. Give me some damn paper. Give me the money. I don't want to hear from John Legend right now. I like John Legend. I don't want to hear, no. I need that paper. Oh, well, Fantasia's about to sing. No. I need that paper. Charlie Wilson's about to. You like Charlie Wilson? No, I love Charlie Wilson, but I need that paper. I need the paper. I don't want to see a concert. And all this is, basically, everybody's going to be shucking and jiving, and then they're going to start slipping in some vaccine talk. Hi, thank you, Alicia Keys. That was wonderful. By the way, you know what else is wonderful? We have some great doctors coming up with wonderful vaccines for this COVID. And that's one thing we can do. When the vaccine comes out, we can take that vaccine and save ourselves, save our families. Next up, we got Fantasia saying free yourself, because that's what you're going to do when you get the vaccine. You're going to free yourself. You know, this is how they're going to do it. They're going to sing, shuck and jive, and then slip in some vaccine talk. And then you got all the Boulay nonprofit organizations, the Boulay connected nonprofits mixed with the white ones, who's going to collect money. Hey, guys, black folks are sick. Black folks got this COVID. So donate to us for the COVID relief. Donate to us. So we're going to help minorities. We're going to start helping affected communities with all your donation money that they're going to funnel to these damn little Boulay organizations. The finesse is already ready. I already see this bullshit. I already see the goddamn finesse. Because I want to know, because I've been looking around like, okay, they having this relief fund thing. How are they going to distribute the funds? How are they going to distribute the money? How are they going to distribute all the donations they're going to get? How are they going to distribute this? And nobody's talking about how they're going to do it. So this is a finesse. This is a big ass finesse. You in? So these nonprofits connected to the Boulay, they're going to start cashing in. And all these politicians, when y'all see all these politicians connected with this BET bullshit, you already know it's not legitimate, because these same Negro politicians were the ones talking about giving Asians and illegal immigrants all types of tangible stimulus packages. See, they talk about our so-called black politicians. They talk about giving them packages and money and resources, and they come to us talking about we're going to have a telethon. We shouldn't even need to have a goddamn telethon. Where's all that government money that y'all find a trillion here, a trillion there overnight? You don't have to have a goddamn telethon plantation fest. You don't have to have that. And with other groups, again, when you bring them up, you immediately talk about giving them some resources. When other groups are brought up, how can we give them a economic leg up? With black folks, okay, you have it disproportionately, but let's give you some diet tips. Why don't y'all niggas stop eating all the pig feet, all the hog mugs, stop eating all those collard greens, and do it for your big mama. Do it for your pop pop. They give us a damn motivational fucking speech while they're giving everybody some damn money. We have to call that out, family, and not go for the okie doke. This is a con game these folks are running on us. You dig? Now, Trump did shut down the border. I ain't got no problem with that at all. He shut them borders down. I ain't got no problem with that. Now, see, a lot of the immigrants are looking at us like, oh, my God. Look at what they're doing, dude. Dr. Martin Luther King wouldn't like this. No, 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 no. Hold your own nuts. Hold your own nuts. Hold your own nuts. That ain't our problem. Hold your own nuts. As a matter of fact, it's benefiting us. Close them borders. I have no problem with that. Because now there's black folks getting more jobs now. But oppression for one people is oppression for everybody. No, 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 no. Miss me with that bullshit. No, no, no. Hold your own nuts. The Democrats are trying to get us riled up and excited for other groups who come in with vile anti-black racism. You look at all these other immigrant groups, these Asians and Hispanics all on TikTok with their little racist anti-black jokes, and you think I'm about to move a muscle because they didn't close the border on their folks? Man, please. No, I'm cool. Hold your own nuts. Shout out to Trump for doing that. I ain't got no problem at all. Now, you sound like you supporting Trump. I ain't supporting nobody. I ain't supporting nothing. But if somebody that I'm not supporting is doing something that's benefiting inadvertently or indirectly, that's going to benefit me and other black folks, I give them a shout out. Shout out to you. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at all. See, what they want, the Democrats, see, they want black folks to do all the suffering while everybody else does all the benefiting. See, that's what they did under Obama. They put Obama in office and black folks, we got our brains bashed the fuck in. We got slaughtered in the goddamn streets under Obama. And the Democrats, including Obama's big bobblehead ass, just sat around and twiddled their thumbs and didn't do anything. Just watched our blood drip down the streets of America while they had the Dreamer program, all these illegal immigrants getting into the HBCUs, the LGBT people getting all types of tangibles. Boy, they caked everybody off of our sacrifice. We got our brains bashed in, and we're the only ones sitting up here suffering while everybody else eating good. Now that Trump is distributing some of that oppression, now everybody want to look at us and we all in this together. No, we ain't. We all holding our own nuts. You hold yours. This is the hold your own nuts year. See, they're not able to run that same morality game on us that they've been running. They've been running this fake, tired morality game on us. And we've been I don't know why niggas been falling for this shit. Dr. Claude Anderson has been warning us for 40 years about this. And we're starting to just wake up now. We're finally waking up and they don't know what to do. We're finally waking up to the con game and these white supremacists are stuck. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and that's a great thing. It's all about foundational black Americans right now. Miss me with all that other shit. It's all about foundational black Americans. Once we get what we need to get, then I'll talk to somebody about some pan-Africanism, and we'll talk about that later. See, they always put our shit on the back burner. No, let's talk about intersectionality. Let's talk about pan-Africanism now. Let's talk about immigration now. We'll get to you blacks later. No. We're going to get to us right now. No, this is us right now. We ain't doing nothing later. We're doing it right now. We're not getting into the back of the line no more. That's not happening. This FBA business all day, every day, right now. Well, that is xenophobic. Well, damn it, we're twins, okay? We're the xenophobic twins because y'all come over here with vile anti-black racism. Y'all have all types of vile anti-black American words and terms and slurs and epithets that you use on us on a regular basis. All you do is practice xenophobia and anti-black racism against us. So, motherfucker, we twins now. Let's dress alike and go out. There you go. You're not shaming us. You're not shaming us at all with the bullshit. We ain't falling for the shaming tactics no more. We're not falling for Becky booty anymore either. The white women y'all trying to seduce niggas, that's only working on the coons. We ain't even tripping on the white women like that. The foreign coons are tripping on them, but we ain't tripping on the white women like that. Y'all can't use the white women. Y'all used that before. Y'all used that all through the 70s and 80s. That ain't really working no more. That's not really the using white women to seduce, that ain't working. And using white men, that only primarily works on those immigrants. Foundational black American women, for the most part, they ain't tripping on no fucking white boy like that. That Zaddy Bay bullshit, that works on them damn immigrants who come over here who sit up and worship white daddy and white people are gods to their ass. That works on them. And that's not your voter base. So y'all can't dangle a zaddy around some of these foundational black American sisters because she ain't tripping on them. And we ain't tripping on no damn white girl. You get a white girl anywhere. All right, what's next? Where's my money, nigga? Where's my paper? We ain't tripping on this white girl. Hell, I get me a bag of meth and fuck her. Where's my money? Where's my money? See, we getting gangster with it, which is what we should have been doing anyway. So you got to have a little mackishness in your bones here. Purse first, ass last. We all about that paper. You understand? Anyway, man, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys go to minkslide.com. If you do not have that Mink Slide album, that's in the top 100 on the top 100 best-selling albums charts right now on Billboard. Y'all need to go get that Crushed Velvet album by Mink Slide, the best R&B album on the market right now. Hands down. This is hands down the best R&B album on the market right now. There is no other R&B album that is as good as the Crushed Velvet album. And everybody knows that. If I may say so myself, in my humble opinion, I have to say that. In my humble facts, these are facts. Everybody knows this, and I appreciate everybody for seeing that. Go to minkslide.com. Also, go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5, including 1804. Also, everybody, follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Tariq Elite. T-A-R-I-Q-E-L-I-T-E. Tariq Elite on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. All right, y'all be good, man. Y'all have a safe week. I'll holler at you guys this Sunday.